and should not be interrupted, and took yet another hearty draught. Then she went and put the fowls down again to the fire, basted them, and drove the spit merrily round. But as the roast meat smelt so good, Gretel thought something might be wrong. It ought to be tasted. She touched it with her finger and said, "Ah, how good fowls are! It certainly is a sin and a shame that they're not eaten at the right time." She ran to the window to see if the master was not coming with his guest, but she saw no one, and went back to the fowls and thought, "One of the wings is burning. I'd better take it off and eat it." So she cut it off, ate it, and enjoyed it. And when she had done, she thought, "The other must go down too, or else master will observe that something is missing." When the two wings were eaten, she went and looked for her master, and did not see him. It suddenly occurred to her, "Who knows? They are perhaps not coming at all, and have turned in somewhere." Then she said, "Well, Gretel, enjoy yourself. One fowl has been cut into. Take another drink and eat it up entirely. When it is eaten, you will have some peace. Why should God's good gifts be spoilt?" So she ran into the cellar again, took an enormous drink, and ate up the one chicken in great glee. When one of the chickens was swallowed down, and still her master did not come, Gretel looked at the other and said, "What one is, the other should be likewise. The two go together. What's right for the..."